KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 7:05 on June the 8th. Good morning. We got sunshine out there. Phone lines here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And the chat room's up. We've already got Boo and Big Bad Dog in there, and Indie Guy, and me. And
hi, y'all.
Joined today, of course, by Bad Bob.
Would I be stealing thunder to compliment you on the appearance of the new site?
Well, thank you very much. I looked at it this morning, and we have, you know, a minor mistake in it that I will fix today.
But it was launched this morning.
It was launched this morning. Our new site. You can put your calendar events in there. You can take a look at it. It is. It's got all of our shows. It's got all the archives. It's got it all. So we're still kind of fine-tuning it. So take a look at it and tell us what you think.
I'm waiting a while to get that thing launched. So.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. There's some goodies. So forgive us why we tweak.
Wait a minute. I have not introduced you yet, and here you are talking already.
Uh-oh. It's my job.
It's your job. And now, joining us from the environment
downtown Burbank.
Downtown Redding. Linda Bott.
Good morning, y'all. How are you? That's the second time I said y'all. I don't know where that's coming from. In fact, I said yeehaw in an email this morning, so who knows? Maybe it's watching Imus in the morning from his ranch, you know, like we talked about. There he is. But anyway, we have a studio full of people today. We're going to get going here. Feels great. Oh, my God. I don't know about you, but this weather makes me want to sing out loud. It feels really good. I cut my roses back yesterday. Maybe in the chat pack you can tell me I'm looking for the perfect food, the rose food, to put into my soil. Maybe you guys can share that with me. Mostly sunny with a high of 86 today, and tonight we're going to go with about a low of 55. Still open window weather. Love that. On this day, it was a long trip from silent films in vaudeville from Broadway, a day in 1948 when Mr. Television was born. It was the beginning of the television era, and an actor, comedian, and big star named, guess what his name was? Everybody just left me alone here. So I'm talking with you. Milton Berle. He was the first host of the Texaco Star Theater. Of course, he was destined to become TV's first and biggest star. It was a show during the summer, but Merle made the cut, becoming the first MC staying in the spotlight for another 18 years. I think he's the first guy that actually was really great in drag. I don't know what his female was. It was before Flip Wilson. Remember Flip Wilson? He did a fabulous... what was her name? Ernestine? Geraldine.
Geraldine.
Yeah, Geraldine. So
you dug Uncle Milty, huh?
I did. Yes, I did. How could you not, you know? I love to go back into this day in history. And, of course, yesterday, my good friend, and who is definitely just a whiz with Photoshop and putting posters together, Karen Bosman from Chameleon Costume did our posters. So the posters are going out. Ran them all over town. We've got the Dancing with the Stars fundraisers that we're doing June 22nd, which will be live at Country Kitchen. So come by while we're on the air, and we are looking for donations. Doesn't matter if it's a dollar, five, ten, we'll take whatever, for the Shasta County Women's Refuge. Carl will be dancing with Kathy Babcock, and I'm going to be interviewing them Thursday night on my show. We'll be rehearsing Old Twinkle Toes across the street. Carlos Suave will be appearing with Kathy Babcock as they get through with rehearsals and whatever, the tango, the dips, the flips, whatever. I haven't seen them rehearse yet, so it should be really fun. So anyway, they're going to be coming across the street Thursday night, and I'll be interviewing them as we get ready to do these fundraisers. Also, June 24th, that's going to be a lot of fun. $5 gets you in the door, at Tobacco and Brew in the meeting room. We're going to have a DJ and dancing, and there'll be champagne and hors d'oeuvres, and we just want to see you. And Carl may be doing what's it called? Kind of call it when you
do a little preview.
Yeah, you'll do a dance.
A little preview dance. It won't be big. No, there'll be no poles. There'll be no poles in there for any pole dancing. So it'll just be me doing like a few steps with Kathy Babcock, I hope.
So coming up, we have we're going to talk about what went on last night at City Council. We are also going to be talking.
We have the Marine Corps League in here to talk about something they're going to do that's really great for the city.
I know you're going to rip it on the red light.
Yes.
And then we have.
We have the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake will be here. This is going to be a very, very busy morning. So you'll stay in here with us, and we're going to have Gary Cadden here and a bunch of other people. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to start with the Marines. Carl and Linda Bott, 7:10 in the morning, June the 8th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
From time to time, we take solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
This is Bill and Lisa Collins
reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR, brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
So get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you did.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Springwater today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Springwater, naturally the best.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, and Carl Linda Bott, 7:15 in the morning on June the 8th. Beautiful day today. It's like 55 already. Hey, our guest today is, for this segment, is Richard Quintana. And Richard, good morning. You're a member of the Marine Corps League?
Yes, good morning.
And you're here to talk about something that you all are going to do for the community that's not going to cost the community any money.
Right.
And that's a pavilion, or a gazebo, a gazebo and a place for people to meet down at Caldwell Park.
Yeah, Lake Redding Park, north end of Lake Caldwell Park. Yeah. We've been in progress for the last 18 months trying to raise funds and material, and it's finally coming to fruition. We want to get it done this summer.
Well, good. So you've got the I'm looking at the design right now, or even it's kind of like a an artist rendition.
This is a computer-generated picture. Our plans were donated by Nichols, Melberg, and Rosetto Architecture.
Okay.
The same architects that did the City Hall.
Right. And they donated this.
They donated all of it.
Now, you're going to have the all the services logos on the gazebo. Is that true?
Correct. It's going to be all veterans memorial. We started out with just going to present it to the city as it stood, and then it went to Marine Corps dedication, and through the 18 months, we've decided to make it all veterans memorial with plaques inside the gazebo for each military branch.
Okay. Now, and the you're in the early process of, well, not the early, you've got a lot of this already already accomplished. So you've got people that are going to work on it. And so what are you looking for now? I mean, what do we need to do that final push?
Well, as far as labor, we have all the contractors, the cement finishers, the framers, the roofers. They're all 100% committed. And Kent Dagg from Shasta Builders Exchange, he's getting together our material, our wood. The concrete has been donated by Shasta Ready Mix.
Okay.
And they've committed to all the concrete we need. Kent Dagg is getting the wood and the roofing materials. Right now we're at about 85% ready to go.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
So what are you still waiting for then?
Well, what we need now is about, we're trying to raise funds. We're still about 20,000 short.
Okay.
And we want to get as much as we can by at least August 1st. We want to stick a shovel in the ground August 1st.
Okay, so what plans do you have on raising the money? You have
events
coming up? And
I spoke at the Elks Lodge last week, John Olson and I, another member, and they're willing to donate money. The veterans groups, VFW, and also the Moose Lodge, and different organizations, they want to donate. And what donations we already have accumulated. I just got a message yesterday from Home Depot?
Yeah, it's Home Depot.
Home Depot, and they've agreed to donate material also. I just got the message yesterday. So I'm still figuring about 20,000 short, and we're hoping to generate some of that or all of it at least by next month and get ready to go.
Okay. So how do people get a hold of you?
They can call my project manager, Phil Quintana, or our adjutant, Mike Gutierrez.
And their phone numbers?
Phil Quintana's is area code 530-209-9453. And our adjutant, Mike Gutierrez, is 530-365-1194.
And, you know, people can't see it, but it's a beautiful computer rendition of this gazebo. And it's going to be a monument to veterans. It's going to have all the veterans logos in there. A lot of the stuff's been donated, but you still have to pay for some. You know, you have to pay for the material and probably some of the labor and everything.
Well, the labor is all committed. We'll have a plaques put in the concrete with all the labor names and all of the contributors, businesses.
Yeah, so people can buy like bricks and things to put in there, or plaques to put into the foundation.
Yeah, plaques. Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Plaques are they're not cheap. They charge by the character, they call.
Yeah.
And also we'll need money for liability insurance, because when we're building it, it's our responsibility, Marine Corps League. when we dedicate it and turn it over to the city, they take responsibility.
Okay.
Naturally.
Great. Okay, give us those numbers one more time so people can get a hold of you.
Okay. Phil Quintana is 209-9453, our project manager. Mike Gutierrez, our adjutant, is 365-1194. And I also have a email. It is readinggazebo@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. Thanks very much. And this is Richard Quintana from the Marine Corps League. And we really appreciate what you're doing for our community here. And let's, we'll bring you back on a few times here and talk about this.
That'd be great.
Okay, Richard. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey,
we've got
to take a break here. This is Carl Lindebaugh at 7:20 in the morning on June the 8th. We come back, I'm going to talk about why is the city of Reading punishing their citizens? Why are they literally punishing their citizens and they don't have to do it? Just with one stroke of the pen and they could stop this useless practice.
Join us in our fantastic voyage at Wind River Casino and play the fantastic Swipe to Win giveaway. The more you play, the more chances you have to win a 2011 Kia Sedona minivan. Wind River Casino offers the largest selection of gaming in Northern California, with new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Swipe to win and play to win. Just use your free River Club card daily. If you don't have a River Club card, don't wait in line. You can register online for your new River Club card and get free play. The rewards are endless. Ask about double entry bonuses. Don't miss your chance to win free slot play and free gas at the weekly drawings on Tuesdays and Thursdays. The big giveaway is on Thursday, July 28th, where you could drive away in your very own 2011 Kia Sedona. For more information on Wind River's fantastic Swipe to Win promotion, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. Better yet, head down to Wind River Casino and check out your all-new 2011 Kia Sedona from Reading Kia. It's better on the river.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, FiveStarBank.com. Five Star Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Reading, California.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media and Carl Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:25 in the morning, June the 8th. Good day today. Hey, if you're having a couple problems logging in on our new website, we just talked to our webmaster, and he's in there. He's working away at it. There shouldn't be too much of a problem. Sometimes maybe just go back and reboot, just re-log in on it. Linda, you have something
here. Oh, there's a couple things I just have to share with you because, you know, we've got we have a lot of stuff. But, you know, I just received an email. I have to share this with you guys. Before we go into a couple public announcements, we just have a few minutes before we take this break anyway. Shampoo alert. This is funny, you guys. As I was shampooing my hair in the shower this morning, I took time to read my shampoo bottle. I'm in shock. The shampoo I used says that when it runs down my body, it says for extra volume and body. Seriously, why I have not noticed this before. Now I understand why I'm so full-figured. Tomorrow I'm going to start using Dawn. Dawn dish soap. It says right on the label, dissolve fat that is otherwise difficult to remove. Problem solved. It pays to read the label, my friends. I just had to share that with you. It's, you know, we can really go, we can get deep here in the morning. So also, it's really important to, I just had this put in front of me. It's a news release about the, they're canceling the horse show in Anderson. The Shasta District Fair is canceling all the horse shows that were scheduled for the fair June 15th through the 19th due to the outbreak of equine herpes virus that has now reached Shasta County. There is a 14-day incubation period, and they can't, and it cannot be met before the show. So if you were planning on being at the horse show in Shasta, that has been canceled. Any questions or concerns, please call Chris Workman at 378-6789. Many of you horse lovers. It is a total shame. Also, before, I just also wanted to, here is another release. Reading Dance Theater presents The Ugly Duckling on June 11th. It's a full ballet production of The Ugly Duckling, as well as featured medley of jazz, tap, and modern dance pieces titled Dance Uncharted on Saturday at the Reading Convention Center. So for more information, go to the Reading Convention Center online. See, those are the great things that come to the convention center, the ballet.
Let me tell you some other things that are going on in the city that suck. You know, we're going to get to Gary Cadd here in a minute about what happened to city council. But let's talk about this. I got a phone call from a gentleman the other day. He said, you know, I worked 40 hours a week. I make $9 an hour. He says, you know, I'm a veteran. He says, I could go on, you know, relief or things like this. But no, I just want to find another job that maybe pays me a little bit better or a part-time job, because at the end of paying my rent and food and the basics, we don't have any money. And you know, I'm looking at that. See, what can I do to help this man? You know, that wants to do the right thing, that wants to take care of his family, right? At the same time, the city of Reading has a policy with the red light cameras that has just enraged me, my friends. And it's not just me. I thought if it was just me, okay, maybe that's, you know, that's because it happened. Linda rolled through on a right turn on a street she's been on for 18 months, going down 18 months every day. She didn't come to a complete stop at 6:30 in the morning, and the video will show there's nobody around, there's no cars, but she didn't stop long enough. Boom, she got hit with the camera light. Okay, she wants to do the right thing. She goes in. The fine,
$530. $524.
And this is after the magistrate or the judge, who was very pleasant, by the way, and says, you know, you've got a clean record. There's nothing here. $529.
I asked for leniency.
And the leniency was, we'll let you pay it off over 3 months. But if you want to take traffic school, and, you know, really, it's not even that. But if you want to take traffic school, you've got to pay it off before that. Now, if you don't take traffic school, as we learn later on from other people who have been hit by this horrendous amount of money, their insurance goes up. So I'm thinking about this. I'm thinking about a man that is working his literally working his butt off to take care of his family. Makes $400 a week. You know, he makes, and then what happens if he rolls through a stop sign like this? $526. And you know what? We don't have to do that. These are the red light cameras. If they're getting $526 every time somebody rolls through that, the camera company's getting $6,000, my friends. Why doesn't our city just put mask on and stick a gun in your face to do this? And, oh, well, you know, you shouldn't have rolled through the stop sign. It's not running a stoplight through a, you know, through the intersection. It's not speeding at 100 miles down the road. It's not letting your dogs kill somebody else's dog next door. You didn't stop long enough to make that right turn.
The three-second rule.
Or whatever it is, it makes no difference. Where does it say that we pay $529 for something like this? Why are we doing this to our people? I mean, I've talked to many people that have been caught by this, and they're all appalled.
That's before traffic court, the cost of traffic court.
You know, the thing about it is it fair? Is this fair? All right, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to be talking about with Gary Catt about the city council and what happened last night. And that was interesting, so stay tuned for Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street searching for some direction in early trading at 10 a.m. Eastern. The Dow just down slightly at 12,059. Meantime, oil prices on the rise after OPEC fails to reach a decision to increase oil production. Saudi Arabia, OPEC's biggest supplier, and other Gulf producers have been supporting an increase, while countries like Iran, Venezuela, and Algeria refusing to consider a hike. The organization will meet again in 3 months. Oil currently trading at just above $100 a barrel. Shares of Ciena tumbling this morning as its second quarter results disappoint the market. The computer networking company reporting a loss of 24 cents a share, a much wider loss than analysts were expecting. Revenue also coming in short of estimates. And another firm joining the bidding for Borders. According to the Wall Street Journal, Najafi will go up against Gores Group for the bankrupt book chain. Both companies are in talks to buy more than 200 of Borders' remaining stores. The discussions come before a bankruptcy court auction this summer. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ashley Webster.
You hear that flat tire sound? You're scared. You can't pick up the kids. You have no time to spare. Whatever. Think about this.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare from Slime, the worldwide leader in tire care. Preferred tire sealant of AAA. Quick Spare. Anything less is only a guess, and you don't want to mess with a flat tire when you got better things to do.
Quick Spare!
Quick Spare. No time to spare.
Be prepared. Plan ahead. Don't get stranded. When you have no time to spare, get Quick Spare at Advance Auto, Meyer, and Tractor Supply.
Hey, Linda, let's head on down to Espresso Joe's. They've got the best coffee for the best prices, and I'm in the mood.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And their special this month is dark mocha. My favorite.
You know, the cost of coffee is on the rise again, too. You know, I want to pick up a couple of pounds for our supply. I want to get some of the Colombia Supremo, my favorite.
Okay, let's go to Espresso Joe's. Fun place, great coffee, and really nice people. Espresso Joe's, 2143 Hilltop, where you get more Joe.
Here's Victoria Curtis of Cars California Auto Repair and Smog speaking with another satisfied customer.
This is Bob Wagner of Wagner Electric. How long have you been coming in with your vehicles?
I'm going to say in the least the last 8 years, if not longer.
Ah, we've been in business 18 years. How long has Wagner Electric been around?
We've only been around for 46 years.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends to Cars?
Most definitely. I've referred my son, and I refer my other relatives to Cars, and also friends that when they need mechanical work done, that they can go there because they're going to get treated correctly.
Have you ever used our concierge service?
Saved a lot of hassle and headache by you guys being able to pick it up and deliver it, and I didn't have to mess with anything. And I could still do what I need to be doing.
What do you think is our hallmark?
Honesty.
Well, thank you so much for being a customer.
As soon as we need something done, we'll be giving you a call.
California Auto Repair and Smog, 246-9277, 246-9277.
Advanced soil stabilization using Technosoil for dust control on driveways, roads, parking lots, and pathways. Advanced soil stabilization also installs crushed stone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. Advanced soil stabilization is green friendly and eliminates dust.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Stroop's Power Equipment in business more than 50 years. Now that's a proven record of excellence to provide you satisfaction for all your power equipment needs. From sales to service of chainsaws to ATVs, Honda, Steel, Husqvarna, Stroop's Power Equipment, all names you can trust. Stop by Stroop's today to start your experience and see what satisfaction really means. Stroop's Power Equipment, located at 2236 Churn Creek Road, across from the post office.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Abbott, 7:34 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellite, 244-1988. Doug Tooley puts in Dish Satellite, does a great job. He's a local guy. Don't call that 800 number. Call 244-1988. Guarantees his work. He's got great deals on HD. He's got great deals on saving you money on television and the number of channels that you can get for a low price. That's Doug Tooley, BNT Satellite, 244-1988. And back again for that light before I finish. It's not the fact that people, okay, going through the light shouldn't have, okay, you did it. But the amount of money, $569. How does somebody who's working two jobs and gets hit by one of these things pay for this?
$525.
I don't care if it's $525 or $535. It's anything like that is usurious. All right. And you know, and we're doing it to ourselves, my friends. We don't have to have those lights here. If you just want money, just come out, stick a gun in our face, and say, hey, look, how about some more taxes? And speaking of that, here's Gary Tad.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. What happened to city council last night?
Well, it got rocking and rolling, actually, last night. But to start off here on the public comment period, there was a gentleman came forward on the marijuana issue, and he said that seeing that there's 40,000 people signed up with all the different cooperatives, that we ought to do away with the stipulation in the ordinance that you can only belong to one, which is very obvious people are belonging to multiple. But that was what he was wanting to talk about. Donald Kurt came forward talking about a homeless park.
Yeah, he was on yesterday, or he called in yesterday about that, about using up, was it Quiet Lane or Secret Lane or something like that?
Yeah, up Market Street here. Yeah. There were several people stepped forward and talked about the convention center and leaving the convention, keeping the convention center open, finding a way to do that.
It seems like there ought to be a way we can do that.
Well, there's a meeting this morning.
Why don't we put in some more traffic photo lights? Yeah. Then we could, you know, then we could keep the whole city going.
Well, there's a meeting this morning at 8 o'clock at the convention center that anybody that's interested in the convention center, keeping it open, it's an open town hall meeting, 8 o'clock this morning at the convention center.
That's right.
And then a fellow came forward and spoke about the garbage pickup, which is something we got to be thinking about. We could possibly, instead of picking all three of the garbage, you know, the gray garbage, the blue recycle, and then the green for the all your trimmings and everything, to pick the trimmings in the recycle up once every 2 weeks, which would cut back. So,
not a bad Bob's house. He has all those bottles that he puts in that recyclable thing. That he, you know.
Well, and then there was Cameron. Middleton.
Okay, now you're saying so every other week.
Every other week
for the for the trimmings for the trees and all that.
Yep.
This fellow
just came forward with an idea.
Well, there's an idea, but you know, maybe the recyclable stuff, I don't know, but you know, the other stuff during the summer, you know, maybe during the winter when things are, you know, are down, mm-hmm. you know, like that, I think that's a good idea when there's not as many, you know, not as much, done, but during the summer, people are cutting their grass all the time, and you know, they're needing to get rid of that.
Yeah,
I mean, a thought. Okay, keep going.
It was just an option, and then there was Cam Middleton came forward speaking about the Sunset Terrace playground. That the 2030 Club and, if I'm not mistaken, the Reading West Rotary Club worked together on getting this playground put in. So it's a pleasure to see the service clubs helping the kids and helping the parks.
And Cameron Middleton has joined us here at KCNR as one of our sales associates.
He's a good friend of all of us.
Yes.
So moving forward there, the consent agenda was really... not an issue.
Come on, let's get down to the grits here. Let's talk about the charter city. Let's talk about letting the city manager have the right to do anything
on side letters.
Side letters. Let's talk about that. What happened? What happened in there?
Well, on the city council, the city council committee's report was presented, and of course, it was a 5-5 tie on the report from the committee. So the council took the issue up, and there were several people got up and spoke to the issue. I'm going to say this from my standpoint, there's a lot of disinformation being put into the issue that really needs to be worked on. But what it basically came down to was that I think the swing vote was Mayor MacArthur, and she said that
it usually is, though. I mean, Missy is usually the swing vote.
Right.
It's either, you know, because you know Dick and Francie, you've got one viewpoint, and Rick and
Patrick
usually have another. But, you know, Rick can be
It's sometimes hard to say it's going to land. But anyway, what Mayor MacArthur said was that that she would be in favor of looking at a charter if someone in the community put one together, so we'd have some kind of an idea what we're talking about. Because under a charter, there are a lot of different options. A charter, there's no set thing that has to be in a charter. In other words,
you don't
have to elect a mayor.
I think the big thing about it too is that, you know, they're talking about, I think prevailing wage has become the elephant in this, and that there, you know, a lot of people are saying, oh, we don't have to then do prevailing wage. Well, that doesn't have to be part of the charter. And the other thing too, I think that's working its way through the courts, is can a city pay less than prevailing wage in other places? But
well, the point with prevailing wage, just to run this by real quick. If the city were to put a charter together and had a section in it on prevailing wage, you cannot do away with prevailing wage. The only time that you would not use prevailing wage would be when the city of Reading, under municipal affairs, was doing something with taxpayer money here. So prevailing wage isn't going away. We're still going to have prevailing wage if that were the case, and we had a charter with it in it. There still would be prevailing wage projects going on.
Okay. All right. Hey, we got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460. It's 7:40 in the morning. It's June the 8th. Our guest is Gary Kay. We're talking about what happened to city council last night. When we come back, we want to be talking about side letters. I think that Francie Sullivan had some comments, too, about people coming and speaking was part of it. And also what we're going to do is, does the city manager have the right to make minor decisions without telling the city council, I believe is the way I saw it written. Join us after these messages. This is Free Fire Radio.
I could stay awake just to hear you breathing. Watch you get my way around.
If you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
June 14th, Second Tuesday Club meets at Nipah's for Thai food.
Like Nipah It in the Bud?
That's what I should have done when we started these announcements.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
Please join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, June 14th at Nipah's on Churn Creek Road. Besides a great meal, your support will continue to help Haven Humane Society provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County. Nipah's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
Won't you please help us help them?
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
A Rhino man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 7:45 in the morning, June the 8th. Our guest is Gary Kay. Sweet dreams are made of this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. Okay, what else happened at the city council meeting last night?
Well,
okay, so they voted that down, the city charter, 3-2. Mm-hmm. Missy, Dick, and Francie. You know, this is, you know, a town where you can call, you know, right by their first name because you see them everywhere. Okay, and then Rick and Patrick voted for it. Okay, right. So it went down in flames.
Right.
All right, for right now. But it doesn't mean is that people can't resurrect it with some kind of initiative, right?
This is correct.
Okay, so it can still come back.
Well, it can still take it back before the council because Missy didn't close that door.
Okay.
But what she said was, write one so I can see what you're talking about and then bring it forward. So that door really is cracked open.
Slightly
it's
open.
Not locked, closed
okay.
and locked.
All right, we'll see. Hey, we got John on the line. John? Good morning.
Morning, John.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Gary. And Linda is off on assignment.
No. Linda's here. She's just
Linda.
She's just running in and out. She's out right now.
I'm just used to her being off.
No, she's now. Don't be saying that. She's not on that much.
Well, it's not a bad thing.
Okay, let's get back. We only got a few minutes here. Let's go for it. What?
Well, you know, I would like to talk about a whole bunch of things, but I'm not going to. the meeting last night might as well have been a closed session strictly with the city council and staff because they didn't pay the slightest bit of attention to the public at all. The citizens of Reading were ignored, as they often are. And then there was a diatribe by both Sullivan and Dickerson criticizing the public for expressing dissatisfaction with their control of the city. It was a very self-serving diatribe. It was whiny and weak, and they are both upset for having their weak management style exposed. Now, that all being said, in case anybody doesn't think I understand what I'm talking about here, Francie Sullivan would be well served to take time to read the Brown Act and find out that the citizens of Reading not only have the right and the intent to discuss their decisions and what is wrong with the city and what needs to be improved, and the fact that no car washes, bake sales, and pulling weeds is not going to solve the problem, Francie. That's just not what the problems are about. There are serious problems that need to be looked at, and that little Pollyanna attitude, she can take and take
John,
somewhere
okay,
else.
John.
John, if you can, you've got a lead-in for me here. I have in my
I'm
hand.
I'm ready to back off. I just had to get this out of my
well,
system.
You know,
I was so
and,
mad about
and
it
people
last
can
night.
Go. People can go to the video, I guess, of the,
oh, yeah,
of the city council
do.
Meeting. If you think, I mean, I wasn't there last night. I was working. If you, I guess you can go to see the video and see what was said last night.
People
I mean,
would
I,
do
I
well
didn't
to
see
do
it.
That.
Okay.
But going to the Brown Act. And folks, you might want to write this section down. The Brown
Come
Act
off,
section
Gary.
54954.3.
Thanks, John. I could keep going.
And the title is an opportunity for public to address legislative body, adoption of regulations and public criticism of policy. Under section C, the legislative body of a local agency shall not prohibit public criticism of the policies, procedures, programs or services of the agency or the acts or omissions of the legislative body. Nothing in this subdivision shall confer any privilege or protection for expression beyond that otherwise provided by law.
So what you're saying is it says in the Brown Act that people can come up and complain about what's going on in their government.
Most certainly, as long as you do it in a respectful way.
Yeah,
and I don't
silly.
Know that anybody's gone up and
so.
Unrespectful.
Yeah, that's silly not to think that we can't say anything about the way the government, especially government we have. I say the government we have, it's an elected government. We have the right to say things. And if you think that we're going to be intimidated by it, you're wrong.
That's right. And real quickly here, you know, from something that John said, folks, last night was very important. There was two issues there. You could listen to the Charter City issue, but the 9.1E issue, which was the side letter issue. If you go on and listen to that issue from the start of it to the end, especially listen to the comments made by council members, it's very telling on the attitude of what's going on. And I'm not going to say much more than that because
we'll go back and take a look at that. We have a little more time. Now, let's take a quick break and come back because I want to finish up this here. I want to talk about the six cost-saving measures.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about the side letters.
Yeah.
Affirm that the city manager is authorized to execute side letters or agreement that pertain to minor operational issues with the city's bargaining units without telling the city council?
That's right. Back, Councilwoman Sullivan said that we'd be micromanaging if the council looked at
it. Wait a minute. Was that voted on?
Yeah, they voted to let him go ahead and put side letters together.
Affirmed that the city manager is authorized to execute side letters of agreement that pertain to minor operational issues with city's bargaining units without telling the city council.
Yes.
So the city council doesn't need to know that that the city manager has made decisions. What's minor? Did they define minor?
No, they did not.
Let's take a break here. This is Free Fire Radio.
June 14th, Second Tuesday Club meets at Nipah's for Thai food.
Like Nipah It in the Bud?
That's what I should have done when we started these announcements.
Yeah, well, it's too late now.
Please join our Haven Humane supporters Tuesday, June 14th at Nipah's on Churn Creek Road. Besides a great meal, your support will continue to help Haven Humane Society provide shelter and homes to the hundreds of unwanted and abused pets in Shasta County. Nipah's kindly donates a portion of their proceeds to Haven's efforts.
Won't you please help us help them?
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your time-out location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246-7256, or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
There are those who claim that non-hybrid seeds could one day be worth more than gold. We at the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange say, why do you have to choose? The Patriot carries its own line of heirloom non-hybrid seed packs that store for over 4 years at room temperature, and much longer if you refrigerate them. Each combo pack comes with 10 vegetable varieties that will allow you to plant about a quarter of an acre emergency garden. The Patriot also sells 200 and 275 serving dehydrated food pails with a 20-year shelf life to sustain you and your family until your emergency garden kicks in. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table, and get peace of mind today for less.
Good morning. You're listening to KCNR 1460 here. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Don't forget the 24th is the fundraiser for Dancing with the Stars and Carl from 6 to 9, and Tobacco and Brew, Espresso Joe's, great coffee. And
I'll be there.
We've got two callers on the line.
Let's go to Ruth.
Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Carl, Linda, and Gary.
Good morning.
I want to say good morning.
Good morning.
Love your new website.
Well, you know, we're still working on it, but thank you.
It looks beautiful. Hey, I was at the city council meeting last night, and I just really quickly wanted to say it was my first city council meeting. I thought that regarding the side letter issue, that the speakers and those that went up before council, they were very articulate, very eloquent. I thought that their comments were respectful. The reason I was there is that 20 years as a city employee, in a different city though, all of our side letters had to be put before council. It was the last line of defense because negotiations are closed door, and when city council, after all was said and done, they would bring before council those side letters, all the negotiations, and the city council would then decide whether or not those side letters were going to be put in place. And it's like the last line of defense. Not only did we have to negotiate with the city manager over the income that we got, but we also had to see if the city council would approve it. So it's almost the last line of defense, and I was so offended when Francie Sullivan got up on her pedestal and said, we don't want you here if you're not going to say positive things about the city. I understand that they work hard and they try to do cost-saving measures, but the problem is that it had nothing to do with what they did. It had to do with the fact that the side letter was not going to be public, that the city manager was going to be left to do as he, as a contract employee, decides that whatever he feels is appropriate, and that's the end of it. I appreciate the fact that Basin said, send us an email, because we want to see what you're doing. But what is that? But it's binding once they sign it.
Well, you know,
I'll take my response off the air.
Okay. Hey, Ruth.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Ruth, because you hit it exactly. Is that, one, what's minor? And, you know, people say, oh, we can't have a charter city because look what happened to Bell and Reddit, and we'll turn into Bell, you know, we'll be paying the mayor $800,000 a year. That, of course, is ridiculous. The other thing is that, but that was a problem with that. But here's the problem with when you give the city manager the right to do silos. That's fine. As long as the city council sees it. As long as the city council sees what's going on and there's no surprises. And, hey, by the way, we've just changed the wages on this. I mean, what if it goes the other way?
Well, and the thing with it is that Councilwoman Sullivan last night said that, no, we really couldn't do that because that would be micromanaging the city staff.
No, it's taking responsibility, which this city council has to do instead of turning it over to committees and all this. Take responsibility for these things. Now, I think that there's nothing wrong with if the city manager, you know, does a lot of the stuff, earns his money by going out and doing a lot of this, the operational things, but then you send it through the city council. It shouldn't be a surprise. Let's go to Charles, line two.
Good morning.
Good morning, Charles.
Good morning,
just got
Charles.
A couple minutes.
Yeah, I have a bunch of things that I could say about what went on at the city also, but I want to bring up a couple things that happened at the county yesterday. One of them was where they made the right decision, and the other one, they made a decision that makes you scratch your head and wonder. First, I'll bring up the good one first, and then I'll bring up the questionable one. The good decision that they made was to go ahead and send those RC letters with regard to the Delta stewardship plan. And Gary knows something about that Delta stewardship plan also. It has to do with Sacramento wanting to take our water, you know, to use it for fish and for out of area interests, etc. And what the RCRC letters were saying is,
yeah,
hey, you know, watch it. You know, we,
yeah,
you know, we're here. You know, we don't want our water taken away from us.
No, we don't.
And,
Charles, if I can interrupt a second,
yeah,
though, you're right, and I do know quite a bit about this issue. The thing with it is, it's a large issue, and it's probably some issue that we probably need to take a program sometime and discuss,
right,
and to really go through it. But you are right that there are problems here.
So the county did the right thing in,
yes,
agreeing,
yeah,
to send that. Now on to the questionable decision. And that is, I brought up, during the budget hearing, I brought up that public health's participation in health and all policies should be listed as a separate budget item. And I brought it up because, you know, here we are expending money and...
Yeah. Hey, Charles, great topic, except we've run out of time here. We've got to go to the top of the hour. All right?
But,
I'm sorry. We're coming to,
yeah,
the,
I know,
coming
okay,
to the news.
Can I hold through the break?
Sure. Hold through the break, and then and we'll finish this up. But
right,
then after that, we've got the mayor of City of Shasta Lake coming in after that. This is just another hour of discussion we could do. But okay, thanks, Charles. And Jay, you're on line one, and if you hold on to the after the break or call us back right after the break, we'll get you on too. Let me see how much time we got. We got 1 minute left. Okay, what we've been discussing with, and we're going to just kind of push it over to the end because there's a lot of things on this, is what happened to city council last night. My only question is, my question about this whole thing is this. Fine.
you know, the city manager does, you know, he should be doing a lot of the operational things for the city council. That's what he's being paid for. But the city council needs to know what's going on here. It shouldn't be something that comes by sideways at him in a side letter. And what is the definition of minor? You know, I mean, is it defined? And did they define it last night, Gary, at all?
Well, actually, no, they didn't. The thing with it is, with minor, this really wasn't minor.
I didn't think so either.
When you go
about,
from full-time to part-time,
that's kind of major to
whoever you're doing it to.
Hey, we got to take a break here. We've got that news coming up right at Fox News, and then we're going to come back and finish this up. And then we've got the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. With so much of his national security team in transition, the commander-in-chief wants to keep the same FBI director, but there's a term limit. A Senate hearing underway on a possible extension. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
FBI Director Robert Mueller says he did not immediately agree to the president's request to serve 2 years beyond the 10-year legal limit.
I did go out and try to talk to other persons both in the Bureau and outside the Bureau to get a more objective view.
Mueller says that Mueller has much bipartisan support, but some senators worry about carving out an exception to that 10-year rule, like Iowa Republican Charles Grassley.
The limit has been successful in reducing the power of the director and in preserving the vital civil liberties of all Americans.
Before Mueller can get that extra 2 years, both the House and Senate will have to pass a bill allowing it to happen. Lisa?
Mike, Syria's deadly effort to end an uprising will be up for official condemnation at the UN.
Britain and France will be tabling a resolution at the Security Council condemning the repression and demanding accountability and humanitarian access.
British Prime Minister David Cameron says anyone who votes against it will have that on their conscience. The mission in Libya dominating a NATO meeting in Brussels. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wakelin has this live.
And NATO Secretary General saying once the attack campaign there is over,
we do not see a leading role for NATO in Libya.
And as Fogg Rasmussen ruling out putting NATO troops on the ground there to keep the peace. This on a day NATO said it's flown more than 10,000 sorties there, including almost 4,000 strike missions. Rasmussen urging some nations to do more of the heavy lifting. To date, America, France and Britain have been leading the strikes. Lisa?
Alistair, all they can do is wait and hope, but that's hard for Arizona's thousands of wildfire evacuees.
I don't have a lot of hope right now. I mean, that fire was heading right towards me and the wind's blowing right that way.
He's from the eastern mountain town of Eager. They're still being hampered by strong winds. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Today I'd like to introduce you to a few of our Quicken Loans team members who know firsthand about the great benefits of our VA loans.
Hi, I'm Clayton Clausen, and I'm a U.S. Army veteran.
I'm Jason Shaw, and I proudly served in the U.S. Navy.
As veterans, we were able to take advantage of the VA loan program here at Quicken Loans.
I refinanced 100% of my home's value and lowered my payment.
I bought a house with no down payment, and neither of us had to pay mortgage insurance. VA loans never have a monthly mortgage insurance payment. VA loans are a great benefit that you've earned by serving our country. And Quicken Loans has team members to help you take advantage of it. Quicken Loans will provide you with easy-to-follow checklists. And our industry-leading online tools are designed to guide you through our loan process with no surprises.
Don't wait. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 866-QUICKEN. That's 866-QUICKEN. Or go to QuickenVALoans.com. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
Corruption retrial of Illinois' ousted governor winding down. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper live in Chicago.
Lisa, now that he's been questioned by the defense and prosecution, Rod Blagojevich's attorneys are expected to call two last witnesses. The defense's witnesses have included Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel and Congressman Jesse Jackson Jr. Rod Blagojevich is facing 20 counts, including attempting to sell or trade President Obama's old U.S. Senate seat. He has denied any wrongdoing. Closing arguments could get underway as soon as today. Lisa?
Thanks, Jennifer. Some U.S. troops returning from Afghanistan expecting to get a free pass on baggage fees didn't on Delta.
Delta Airlines told the soldiers their first three bags were free, but their fourth bag would cost $200.
Irritation, frustration, shock.
Staff Sergeant Robert O'Hare says their military orders provide them with free checked baggage, and the surprise fee caught many of them off guard.
A lot of the guys didn't bring credit cards because
mean, well, heck, how much do we need credit cards over in Afghanistan?
A ranking officer covered those who couldn't afford the charge. Delta issued a written statement apologizing, saying they support the troops and will investigate. The airline did not say whether they would reimburse the soldiers. Todd Starnes, Fox News Radio.
The First Lady's Joining Forces initiative, aimed at helping military families, will reach out to a younger audience.
I'm Carly Shea, and this is our very first webcast of a little show we call
iCarly. On the popular Nickelodeon show, the lead character's father is a deployed soldier. First Lady Michelle Obama planning a guest appearance expected to air in January. A tree more than 5 centuries old felled by a storm in Lancaster, Ohio. The white oak, believed to have stood since before Christopher Columbus arrived, broke some windows at a senior center on its way down, but no injuries. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. You know, I'm kind of pushing it here today because we've got a lot of stuff that's going on. We're running late from our last segment. It's about the City Hall and City Council. It's 8:05 in the morning on June the 8th. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Here's the weather.
Okay, mostly sunny today with a high of 88, lows tonight of around 56. It's a fabulous day out. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Music this weekend, 474-5546. Call or go on our website. You'll see the updates of the upcoming weekend music series. Currently, you would put that in front of my face with no glasses.
63 degrees.
That's how we do the weather here at KCNR.
Okay. Hey, our guest is Gary Kay. We're just going to finish up with the last talk about the city council stuff. So, Charles, you're still on, right? Okay, finish up what you're saying because I got other people on the line too.
Yes, sir. So when I asked that that the public health policy promotion, i.e., lobbying efforts, be listed as a separate budget item, the county administrative officer then went on to, in his response, to confuse education and public works projects with the public health lobbying activities as in a way that frankly sounded rather insulting. And he then went on to say that the county has a moral obligation to adopt this kind of lifestyle change policy amendment, and he said, went on to say that we could possibly, empty a good portion of the jails and prisons in this state if people had better diets and so forth. Okay, now I've probably used up
all of your time.
Too much time, and I need to.
Thank you.
Bye, Charles.
Charles, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling, Charles. He always has, he's always got a great grasp of what's going on there. Okay, Jay, are you on there? Okay, Jay is going to call back. We told him to call back after the break. Okay, let's just wrap this up then, Gary. Charter City, no. The fact that they said it's okay to reduce the pay for the workers and everything, right?
On the side letter,
they agreed to that.
Yes, something that the staff thought the council passed when actually they did not. They went ahead and passed the 6 cost saving measures from the CSAC,
right.
And then also they have given affirmed the city manager authorized to execute side letters of agreement that pertain to minor operational issues with
now,
the city's bargaining
that doesn't,
unit.
Oh, with the bargaining units. What exactly does that mean, though?
Bargaining units.
Well, I know that, but what does that exactly mean? Did they define that, or do we need to know that? Does the city council know what it is?
No. There was no definition.
I'm going to call a couple of city council members and ask them today, do you know what that means? What exactly is the definition of minor? If I was you, my friends, just tune in tomorrow and we'll say, hey, here's the definition of minor. And I'll call I'll call Mr. Dickerson. I'll call Missy, and I'll call Patrick, and I'll call them all if I can get a hold of them and just ask, what's the definition of minor operational manners? And maybe it is. Maybe it's already defined. I mean, I'm giving the benefit of the doubt here. Maybe it's already defined, and if it is, then okay.
And it wasn't mentioned last night. But
but they don't tell us everything.
Before I go, just keep one thing in mind. If you're an employee of the city and you're working full-time, part-time, you're a part-time employee, but you're working full-time, and then all of a sudden you're being changed to part-time, part-time, would you be affected by that? Your wallet's going to get hit.
Well, that's what it is. They lost their health care benefits and retirement, but they still get paid the same
amount. They don't really have the health care because they're part-time. But you're still just losing a dollar value. So it isn't major. I mean, it isn't minor. Maybe this says minor. Maybe to the city staff it's minor.
But I'm certain the city employees is not minor. Well, we need to have minor defined. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Gary Cat, thanks for coming on, as usual.
Hey, thank you, as usual, for both of you, Linda, and Dad Bob.
We try to bring up what's going on, Gary. Yeah.
Thanks much.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back,
we've got Rod Lindsay, who is the mayor of Shasta Lake, city of Shasta Lake. So we're going to get informed about what's going on in that part of the North State, and we're looking forward to having Rod Lindsay on. We'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott here, KCNR 1460.
Casino has delivered by continuing the trend of bringing back what you asked for. We are excited to bring back an array of appetizing specials inside Elements Restaurant. It is our privilege to gently influence your well-being by providing new and delicious expressions to delight and nourish you. We invite you to come in and enjoy a delicious meal. The lineup includes an all-you-can-eat breakfast and lunch buffet. Don't forget to ask your server about our daily lunch specials, nightly dinner specials, and our delicious dessert tray. So come in and relax as you enjoy what our new menu has to offer. Whether it is breakfast, lunch, or dinner that you crave, Elements Restaurant offers something special for everyone. We proudly serve the freshest ingredients that are indigenous to the California region. Indulge your senses at Elements Restaurant inside Wind River Casino. Call 1-800-280-UWIN. For current menus and prices, check out our website at windriver.com. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook. It's Better on the River.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my 2-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do, and the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding is family-owned and operated for over 15 years. Hurry in for our June special. Our most economical paint service is only $279. That's right, only $279. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special for the month of June only. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Prep body work and large vehicles biased.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning.
Yeah, welcome back.
Everything you say at this point, honey, is live.
Yeah, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:14 in the morning, June 8th. Yeah, we're lively this morning. We always are, but we're even more lively this morning. Phone lines here at 530-605-4567, and we're streaming at KCNR1460.com. And we're chatting there, too. Now, we got a new website out. Now, we're still working on it. We're still working on the little bugs as it is after you launch a website. Tomorrow we're going to talk about who put it together and all that so you can know who it is. But, hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Advantage Eye Care. Dr. Joseph Lea, he who is our optometrist of choice.
Advantage Eye Care on Hartnell.
We use him. He's been in Reading for 20 years. He's got an on-site lab. He's got glasses for the whole family, contact lenses. He'll work with you when it comes to insurance. He is a professional, and he treats you very well, as does his staff.
Okay, my personal testimony is official. It is official. I am going to actually tomorrow go with prescription glasses. I've never done that in my life. I've been like a 125. Skip from 125 to 2, and like my eyes are just doing the thing now, so it's like prescription.
Dr. Joseph Lea, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325. Okay. You know what? We've got a firstie here.
A firstie. Yeah.
We have a firstie. Even though we know this gentleman and he does it, you know, we've seen him at so many different events for some reason. We just haven't.
And so to see him come into the lobby today, and we're so happy to hear to have him in our station, Rod Lindsay, who is the mayor of City of Shasta Lake. Welcome to our show.
Well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit, one, about yourself, and that's where we usually start off. And, you know, tell us a little bit about you, and then we'll talk about what's going on in the city of Shasta Lake.
Okay. Mayor.
Well, thank you. I know it's kind of unique to be the mayor. You know, I was the mayor of the city in the year 2000, and didn't think about that so much, about being the mayor. You know, when you run for city council and you get elected, you know, I know there's a confidence factor that people take in you to be able to carry the message from them to the dais and speak about things. And to me, I was always one in the community out there to have fun. And I've been out there for almost 40 years now. And I originally moved up from Butte County, from Oroville. But moving to this area here, I just feel like that was my chosen place in life. When I was born 67 years ago, I think it was one of those ventures that we don't know what's going to happen. But now I can see reasons for being out there. I love the community. We do an awful lot. We're energized. As mentioned just a while ago about us being one of the youngest cities in the state of California. I think we were the 473rd city incorporated. You know, this summer we'll be 18 years old. I think it's around the 4th of July. So we're having fun out there. We're doing a lot of things. Myself, personally, I'm Native American. That's my background. I'm a member of the Tuolumne Miwok tribe, which is located up out of Stockton, up in the eastern foothills of Tuolumne County. And that's on my father's side. He was a member of that tribe and an enrolled member. And my mother's side was the Northern Paiute from over in Nevada. So my venture has been great. I love life. I have 7 children, 11 great-grandchildren, 1 great-grandchild. So my family is very important to me, you know, and they basically come first wherever they're at. I need to be in contact with most of them almost every day that we were on the phone, my wife, Cindy, and I. So these are the kinds of things that I enjoy. And that's what I want to bring to the city out there, is that family value, and bring to the city, hey, let's have fun with our kids. Let's do things. Let's protect our kids and our community. And I also encourage myself personally, is the relationship that we need to have for the builders of our foundation and all of our communities, and that's our elders. You know, our elders deserve an awful lot in our community. I'm always honored to be able to give them a plug, because I think it's important, because they have the stories. And as I was coming in here this morning, I was talking to one of the ladies, and it was just really interesting, because in the door it was just a jam of people and everything was going on. We were looking at books, everybody was talking about horses, we were talking about all these different things. So that's community. And I'm thinking, you know, that we're really still a small community here in Shasta County in Northern California. We know a lot of people. Everybody walked in doors, hey, is that Rod Lindsay? Or, you know, I haven't seen you in a while, or I see you here, and I've seen you folks, the Bots. out doing their thing. And I appreciate that very much for your citizenship to our community, and you're taking on this challenge of owning a radio station and saying, hey, we want to do this. You've shared many, many peoples and points of views to the community out here. Good, bad, or indifferent, you still want to express and say that you care and you share with the people in our community. So I appreciate that. But anyway, I'm ready. That's a little bit about me, Roger.
Well, thank you. Carl, we've seen you now. Now it's coming into focus that we saw you, I believe, when the Native Americans did the blessing out at the Igo Cemetery.
Yes, yes.
Saw you.
Yes.
It was the most beautiful. That was one of the most touching. In fact, I get chills when I talk about it. What a moving ceremony that was, and how clear it is, and how beautiful it is up there. Anyway, so you know, thank you for that. Thank you for all that you do in that, as well as being mayor.
Well, you know, like you're talking about, you know, when we started the radio station here at KCNR, it was the idea of making it a community radio station.
Good.
And how can you have a community radio station if, one, you're not out in the community supporting it, and, two, you're not having the whole community as many as we can on here for their comments and to tell what's going on and support this venture of a monument down in Caldwell Park with a gazebo there, or a humane society here, Ducks Unlimited over there. I mean, the whole thing is if you're going to be in the community, be in the community. Yes. Just don't come in, take the money, and leave. Be in the community. And so that's why we see that, you know, that the people that are politicians in our community, whether we agree with everything they say or not, they're our neighbors.
That's true.
And they're out there, and they put themselves out. And y'all put yourselves out in the public.
Yeah.
And, you know, and people are always going to second guess you, but you put yourself out in the public because you want to help. So that's easy for us. Hey, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on in the city of Shasta Lake, but it's not just what's going on, but all the great things y'all do, parades and all kinds of the 9/11. Yeah. I mean, y'all are like the smallest, you're like the largest little city in California. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 8:20 in the morning on June the 8th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, I'm Frank Galusha, your host for My Outdoor Buddy Radio from 6 to 7 Saturday mornings here at KCNR 1460 AM. Our show is packed with fishing, hunting, and outdoor news you can use. All brought to you by Coachmaster, Loyal Pet Food, Rolling Hills Casino, Sevillano Lynx, The Belligerent Duck, and Vaughn Sporting Goods. Tune us in for the latest fishing, hunting, and outdoor news at KCNR 1460 AM or listen to the show at myoutdoorbuddy.com.
Don't miss the summer music series at Ensemble Vineyards every Saturday night in the music room. New artists will be appearing with wonderful musicians like Chris Lauer, Holly Day, Carrie Robinson, Charles Valona, Rick Hill, Candace Lavolsi, Pat Karch, Lou White, Bruce Kalin, Dan Kinkle, and yours truly, Linda Bott. Make your reservations now at 474-5546. That's every Saturday night for the summer music series at Ensemble Vineyards. Enjoy five-star cuisine, breathtaking ambiance, and great wine tasting. In Selma Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Smile. There you are in your comfort zone, thinking all is well. Not exactly. The issues facing America right now affect you, your family, and your wallet. Join the conversation on the Alana Burke Show, Monday through Friday at noon, and find out what's really going on. Unabashed, unafraid, and unadulterated conservative talk radio. The Alana Burke Show, making the ears of the liberals and the politically correct burn on a daily basis. Sponsored by Hawes Ranch and Farm, growing the North State since 1863.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KZNR1460.com.
Good morning, Chat Packers. We love how you guys gave your... You named yourself. And we just love all the action that you guys share with us. Carla Lindabot here, KCNR 1460. It is 8:24 in the morning. We're looking towards a fabulous day with a high of 88. Mostly clear this evening with 55 tomorrow. We're going to have a sunny day again the whole week. Spectacular week forecast in front of us. Now's the time to get out your sailboat and wipe it down. And get out those skis and wax them. Do you wax water skis?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. For the chat packers here, let's just, you know, y'all are listening. So let's say this. I'm not tossing anybody out of the chat pack. Only thing we're asking is, just like we do when you call in, is be civil. And, you know, argue, disagree with each other and everybody. Just don't call each other names. Or use you know profanity type things, and which of course will get pulled right away. But nobody's done that. So what we're trying to do is just we want to have interaction. We want to have interaction, but we just want to keep it. You know, unlike the Record Searchlight, where things get nasty and all that, we don't need that. We don't. We've got a much higher group of people in our much higher clientele, you might say, than that. Rod Lindsay is our guest from the city of Shasta Lake, the mayor. We've talked about him. Let's talk about the city of Shasta Lake. All the things that you all have going on, the recession. How is that? Has that hurt you all? Would you say has it had a big effect on you?
Well, I don't know if it's a big effect. We really don't know. People don't really come out and say, "Hey, the recession's killing me." I think that people are managing, trying to do the best they can. You know, I think when we take a look at back when we've gone through these recessions before, I'm not for sure about dates and times like this, but this country has, and communities like this has. You know, I think that what hurts now is the fact is that there's not that many people getting up in the morning to go to work. That to me is one of the tough things, because what are we going to do? You know, then to go back to the families and the kids again about supplying what their needs are. But I think that we have to fight the recession and the depression, you know, by staying community, by staying involved and saying, okay, we're going to continue on with what we're doing here. So recession is there. It's very obvious. You know, people have to really manage and budget themselves. You know, it's kind of like, you know, wish we could get the state and the feds to kind of budget that way too. Sometimes some of the things that they deal with, you know, but that's another day. But the thing is that I think that people, you know, have to know when they what goes for what, fuel, food, you know, clothing, things. It's summertime right now, you know, so there's a little bit of a break, a little bit of a relief for the needs for the kids going to school. But we do still need to find places for our kids to go to, because, you know, one of the things that bothers me anymore is that we don't have academic positions for them to go to, you know. So at my job where I work, that's something I'd like to do this summer, is being able to, say, open up so that the kids can maybe come in as a drop-in center. But there again, we're working on that. But I wanted to say a little bit about City of Shasta Lake, maybe start with this week here. This week, one of the things that we have, we're starting our annual 10-week process, which is called Friday Night in the Park. And it's put on, sponsored by the Chamber and local businesses around our community there, you know, so that starts on Friday night. And that's really a big event. We have beautiful music. We have food out there. We have families coming in. But we had a meeting last night prior to the City Council meeting, because what had happened was that we have been working on a project for the last 3 years. We just got a new bandstand in about a year and a half, 2 years ago. We've been working on that. So we got that in. Really nice stage right there in this nice park. And then we were talking about, well, we wanted to have lighting put in the park there because of the safety thing in the evening time. You know, some of the community was saying, hey, you know, we need to have lighting in our parks out there so we can see what's going on in the evening time, or for my kids over there playing, you know, that they're at least we have lighting. So anyway, so we had this project that unfortunately was supposed to start March. It actually started this last week, so the whole park is kind of tore up. But guaranteed, folks, listen, we're still having Friday Night in the Park. You know, the Indian Taco is going to be there, you know. know, and all the other
foods. That's enough to come to right then. That was it. Okay, we're there.
But anyway, so we're going to do that. And then, you know, so that's happening.
When is that open?
That opens up at 5:30.
When?
This Friday night.
This Friday night.
Yeah, the 10th.
And do you know what kind of music?
Well, they have country blues. They have rock and roll.
Okay.
They have just acoustic music, you know, so there's a whole array of different music every week. And it's a great, great time.
Well, make sure we
back,
get...
Bring your lawn chairs, kick down. Sit back, enjoy the evening. It's about a 2.5-hour run. It's a beautiful, beautiful evening.
Well, make sure we have a press release on that because that's something that's just a hop, skip, and then we can Friday, Thursday
like
night.
Into
Thursday night, tonight, actually. Tonight. Tomorrow night opens up the...
downtown here?
Downtown.
Yeah.
Market Fest.
Thank you. Ugh. Thursday night, Market Fest.
Guess.
So if you really want to hit them, you got the Mosquito Serenade.
Yes.
And you have... what is the title of the Shasta Lake City? Or
it's
City
called
Shasta.
Friday Night in the Park.
Friday Night in the Park.
Yeah,
so, I mean, you know, we've got some cool stuff going on
and
up here.
And those are the kinds of things that fights the recession right now.
Yes.
Let's get out and enjoy it. Month of May, we'll talk about here in just a minute, you know, saying, hey, that was a build battle there. Anyway.
No, we've still got a minute left. He's just, he just tells us because he does when we have a chance.
I see all these signals.
You follow signals
very well. I know sign language a little bit. I'll figure out which way am I going. When shall I stop?
Okay. We'll tell you. When I do this, that means for you to stop and I'll talk.
Okay?
All right. Here we go. Doesn't work all the time with everybody
Bob,
in the studio here.
Be careful with your signals over there.
That's right. You know what? You may be saying something that Ron's going to turn around and smack you in the face for. Here. Oh, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Here, look.
That means little bit.
Okay. Our guest is Rod Lindsay, who is the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake. We're talking about all the great things happening at Shasta Lake. And we're going to take a break here for the news. And when we come back, we're going to continue this conversation and talk about some of the great things that are going to be happening in the future right there in the city of Shasta Lake. This is Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 63 degrees out there. It's 8:30. It's June the 8th. And we'll see you after these.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Platter. President Obama is asking the Senate to make an exception and allow Robert Mueller to stay on as FBI director another 2 years.
Republicans and Democrats have expressed support for the president's request to maintain vital stability and continuity in the national security leadership team.
Vermont Democrat Patrick Leahy chairs the Judiciary Committee. Iowa Republican Charles Grassley says he is reluctantly voting for the extension.
But 2 years is as far as I will go. Director Mueller has done a fine job. He's not indispensable.
Mueller's 10-year term limit runs out in September. Evacuations ordered in eastern Arizona as a massive wildfire is still uncontained, running for an 11th day. The Wallow Fire covers nearly 500 square miles. The Apache County Sheriff's Office opening one state highway temporarily to allow people to leave threatened homes. More than 300 structures could be destroyed. Fox News. We report. You decide.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing suds!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter. You know, as a 3-time Winston Cup champion, now I know something about good machines. That's why, for my new home, I chose Water Furnace Geothermal Heating and Cooling. You see, to be the best, you've got to use the best. And a geothermal system from Water Furnace is the best way to heat and cool your home. It's efficient and reliable, plus it'll cut your energy bills by up to 60%. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Like Daryl Waltrip says, a water furnace system is a winning combination of energy savings, exceptional comfort, and reliable performance. And with today's skyrocketing cost of electric rates and costly tiers, you could save up to 70% in heating, cooling, and hot water costs. consider the smart switch to a geothermal comfort system or turbocharge your existing furnace with an add-on unit. For more information, see Crystal Air on the web at www.crystalair.info or call 530-623-1000.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 on the Free Fire Media. And Carl on the bot, 8:35 in the morning, June the 8th. Everybody's back. Everybody's happy again.
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. I've got...
Moo-moo.
Okay, everybody's happy. Everybody's usually happy around here anyway. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop.
We
that makes me
moments.
Happy. That makes me happy.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, I go down there, and DC and Tim and the Man in Black give great haircuts. They trim beards.
Yeah.
They do it all. And, you know, great conversation. They give discounts to veterans also. Great conversation when you go down there, you know, what it's man's last stronghold. But.
And they have heads women, on the wall.
Well, yeah, but not people heads. They've got, like, antelope and those kind of things. Yeah. So, but that Cypress Square Barbershop, they do such great work down there, and they give haircuts. They don't do styling. Okay, our guest is the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake, Rod Lindsay. And Rod's been telling us all the things that are going on. So, but there's more going on. So, lay it on us.
All right. Yeah. Shoot you. Hey, I was trying to forget this. Let me say too that first before I forget, we ran out of time at the end of the show. Thank you for letting me and then you know express some things about our community and our city and our and the folks out there.
Absolutely.
So I think it's really neat, and I'll make sure that I watch for the signals in a good way here. Hey, well, this place is like crazy around here. That's me. See, I like that kind of crazy.
Yeah, you like action.
Oh, that's it. I'm action packed.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want to talk a little bit too about you know go back again. You know, recently we finished up the City of Shasta Lake celebration. You know, annual Damboree Days, which turned out really nice. And the month of May, like I was talking about, you know, was a really really a busy month for everybody. So there was a lot of things going on. But anyway, we're also looking at some of our projects going on. We have a new law enforcement center that's being built. I think we got another couple of months, and it should be finished. And that's also going to have our council chambers in there. That's where we'll be holding our council meetings. We've taken that piece of property and purchased it from the Gateway Unified School District and worked a partnership out with them through the process there. So that's where our civic center at some point, maybe in the next 10, 12, 15 years, if things kind of pick up a little bit, we'll have our council chambers and a library and historical building. And so there's a lot going on in that particular piece of property out there. One of the other newer projects, and I think it's getting close to being finished, is the Wind 2 Resource Center. The city had worked up with the Toyon Wind 2 Tribe, which is a non-recognized tribe in our community here, you know, so
What exactly is a non-recognized tribe?
Non-recognized tribe is one that's not federally recognized, you know, that doesn't have that stamp of approval, I guess you might say, from the feds to say that you are recognized. It's like the Tuolumne Miwok people were a tribal membership of about 267 members, so we're federally recognized. So we have a rancheria. It's like the Redding Rancheria. You know, they're comprised of three different groups, the Wintu, Pitt River, and the Yana people. And so they're a recognized group. But Toyon Wintu group, they've been in our community out there for since day one. You know, they're part of the group of people that come down from the McLeod River. They were under the actually still their property, some of their properties and that, you know, is in the lake, you know, under the lake at the Shasta Dam. You know, so they are And they have access to a piece of property out there, 64 acres. It's on the way out to the dam. That is still under their jurisdiction, but until they get recognized, then once they do get the recognition, they're in the process of getting the recognition. There's three ways one is a presidential decree by saying, hey, okay, we look and we see that you've got all your paperwork in order, so I recognize you, and then it goes through a process. Or it could wind up going on a trailer bill, through a congressional act, or through the Bureau of Administrative Review, which they call the BAR process, and that's exactly where they're at. And there's probably about 135, maybe 140 tribal groups that are trying to get recognition, so they're all in line here waiting to do this.
I guess
a real process of trying to get the recognition.
I guess the chance of having the Bot tribe recognized is just really not,
well,
not we don't have much of a choice then, do we?
And good for this.
Yeah,
process.
No, it's a good thing, and I think that, down the line that they will. And once they do, then, it's also going to be a benefit for the tribe, plus it'll be a benefit for the community and all their family members and that. So that's what's happening with that. But they've got a beautiful resource center, a new building that the city had helped them get a California Development block grant funding, and it's about a $2 million project, and it's a beautiful facility right on Chastanet Boulevard there, So that's happening there. We've got a lot of road projects up now, that we're trying to use our funding before we really know what the state is going to be doing with their monies down there. So we're trying to get projects going to upgrade and improve some of our streets. People always are concerned about the potholes and that. With us, we are too, And what we want to try to do is just assure people that as we can receive these funds in there, we're appropriately going to do our projects and get started. So we got a probably maybe 8, 10, 12 streets that we'll be working on, once we clear it with council and get going. It's in the process now. So those things are happening out there in the city, too. So just want to let people know that we're going to be taking care of the streets, too.
Great. Okay, here we got to take a break here. Our guest, Rod Lindsay, is the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake.
And before we take a break, just want to say one more thing. You guys put on the best Veterans Day parade.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
I want to talk about your 9/11 ceremony when we get back to you, because I've been honored to speak, speak there again this year.
Yes. The fire department is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, and I tell you what, it is so amazing.
Shout out to those men and women.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460. It's 8:40 in the morning on June the 8th. Hey, Bad Bob, you still here? Yeah, Bad
Indeed,
Bob.
Sir.
Bad Bob's trying. He's trying to be the. He's trying
the calming
to take care,
force.
The calming. The calming agent here.
And the rumble in the chat pack. We'll be right back after these messages.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free-form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leah has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Bill and Lisa Collins.
Reminding you that June is Scary Story Month at New Radio Theater.
Listen to new horror stories the way they did it in the old days and let your imagination run wild.
It's much scarier that way.
Sundays at 4 p.m. on KCNR, brought to you by Jeff Avery, State Farm Insurance.
So get your marshmallows and your sleeping bags.
And join us on the web at newradiotheater.com.
If you dare.
Now, a special announcement for veterans. Over 1,800 American military veterans die each day, many of whom do not receive all of the VA benefits they have earned. The Dignity Memorial Network offers comprehensive services to help eligible veterans and their families receive the VA burial benefits from the U.S. government. Your Dignity Memorial provider knows more about obtaining everything that is owed to you, including monetary burial benefits, a government-issued marker, presidential certificate, and much more. Your local Dignity Memorial provider also offers a planning guide that includes worksheets and valuable information for veterans like you and me. Whether you want to receive the planning guide or you have more immediate needs, your Dignity Memorial provider is here to help. The Dignity Memorial Network, America's leading funeral homes and cemeteries, united to bring you the services you need when it matters most.
Lawncrest Chapel in Memorial Park proudly serves the Reading area. Call 222-1587. That's 222-1587.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Call 1 to Bot, 8:45 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Call 244-1988. Do not call the 800 number. That's not local. Doug Tooley and his guys put in a dish, and they do a great job, but and they're local. He's a veteran. He has great deals. 244-1988. Eight.
And thank you for your sponsorship for the Shasta County Women's Refuge.
Yes, we can't say enough about Doug Tooley. He is supporting our community. He is really backing us here on this Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, and
I can't say enough about that, Doug. Thank you.
And for some of the emails that have come in, it's kcnr1460.com. Our website was launched. Our new one was launched this morning. We appreciate the chat packers in the chat room that are coming in. And of course, you know, we're working out our kinks with some of the the new Netscape and some of the other things. So, if we just bear with us in the next day or two. We're going to be working those out. And also, just to let you know, yes, you do wax your water skis.
Okay, and the other thing, too, is...
Somebody said that, so love you.
You wax... Okay, and the answer, the question is, I grew up in the South, but I also grew up in, we moved around a lot, my parents and my family did. We moved, I think it was like 15 times before I was out of high school. So I lived in North Carolina and Georgia and lived in Virginia. But I've also lived in Illinois, Washington State, Idaho, Missouri, all these other places. California.
Spent some time in California, San Francisco.
It seems like I've spent most of my time in, it's like
during summer
break. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Most of my time, though, it seems to be in California because of being in the Marines for so long. Okay, that answers those questions. Now, Rod Lindsay, the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake, you have the largest veterans parade north of what? Stockton?
Yes,
so
that's correct.
It might be even one of the largest parades in California.
Yes, it is a big one, and I want to thank the... Shasta Lake Lions Club, for taking
they do a great job taking that on and doing
that. They start the day after the parade to get ready for the next one and getting it prepared. But I think the important thing about that is a salute to our veterans, because our community, as all communities, have a lot of veterans that are certainly beyond that fact of giving and their care to stand for our country so that we can do these kinds of things this morning to say how proud we are of being American and being proud of being from a community that really cares for the people, but the thing is that those folks there, they get out and they hustle. They work hard. That parade, from the time it starts, is involved. When those colors come down the street there, and especially that moment when those heads are stretched up, as we were on Memorial Day, when the flyover, when the planes come over.
Yeah.
Those are huge. Those are powerful instruments of this country. They're protectors of this country. And when those big, I remember a couple years ago, the big old cargo plane coming from the east side flew right down Shasta Dam Boulevard, headed right toward the mountains over here on the west. It was huge. That thing just come down. There's almost like you could just reach up there and just touch it. You could feel the vibrations of that. That's how exclusive and big that parade is. And I can remember two years ago, my grandson and I, we were both dressed in regalia, and it was an honor for me to be dressed in full chieftain regalia, and him on my side carrying and walking in his regalia and proud. He didn't understand the whole term about proud, but he knew that it was significant and it meant something to be able to walk with that. We were walking and honoring. I served a short period of time in the Navy in the Vietnam time, and my father was in the Navy in the World War II. So, and my uncle, both my uncles, you know, so, and my son-in-law right now was in the Air Force. You know, so I'm very proud, you know, of our veterans, and I want to continue to do whatever we can. But that parade is huge. They put a lot of work, time, and effort, and it's not anything to say, hey, well, we're just doing it, because they're doing it to honor, to respect, and give our community this honor.
And we've had the honor to be part of that. Yes. You know, yes. You know, Linda is saying the national anthem, yes. but you're absolutely right. You know, it's how do you thank people that have given it all, given their all, and the. And then the other thing was the 9/11.
Yep. Exactly. We were talking about that at the break. This is a riveting story of how that piece of steel came to city of Shasta Lake, and how you were involved, where you were. We all think, where were you with 9/11? Yeah. Where were you? So we're going to take a break?
Going to take a break. We have somebody on the line, and we'll get to him right after the break, and then we'll talk a little bit about the 9/11.
Okay.
And then that should do
and that
it.
Piece of okay. steel.
And that piece of steel.
Yeah.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, 8:50 in the morning on June the 8th, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Just a small town girl, living in a world. He took the midnight train for anywhere. Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit.
Human success is produced not so much by great pieces of good fortune that seldom happen, as by little advantages that occur every day. Ben Franklin was a wise man. Great wisdom cannot be ignored. Five Star Bank wants to be your hardworking partner in success. In today's changing landscape, Five Star Bank understands that emerging businesses need those little advantages on a daily basis. Five Star Bank knows that businesses need to create new markets and established businesses need to stay competitive. Whether you are looking for a banking partner to help you build your business, your real estate portfolio, or tackle that addition on your home, look to Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank is ready to partner with you to acquire, develop, and finance property. Yes, good things can happen. Smart people doing good business. Visit us, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call us at 223-6652. On the web, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Whether you own a home, apartment building, or business, it is important to ensure that you keep your landscaping up to date to avoid soil erosion and having to replace grass, shrubs, and trees. Action Property Maintenance can help you. Action Property Maintenance handles building maintenance, landscaping, parking lot sweeping, house painting, complete yard maintenance, and much more. For outstanding professional maintenance above the rest, call Action Property Maintenance at 209-3363 or 276-3805. Providing great service and taking pride in results is more than just words, it's what they do. Contact Action Property Maintenance today for a free estimate at 209-3363 or 276-3805.
A Rhino Man is surrounded by an air of confidence and grill smoke. A Rhino Man carries an emergency set of seasonings, just in case. And a Rhino Man would never, ever grill with anything other than an always cleaned and always leak-tested Blue Rhino. So, what kind of man are you? It's not just propane, it's Blue Rhino.
With over 45,000 locations nationwide, a ready-to-grill tank is always nearby. Visit BlueRhino.com.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460
well,
AM.
I walk back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community, and one of the things they're doing is hosting me and the Dancing with the Stars. We're going to have a couple of surprises there on June the 24th. It's a Friday starting at 6 p.m. It's a fundraiser for the Women's Refuge. $5 donation because we're going to have food and champagne and things like that. And if you're really lucky and you get there at the right time, you can watch me dance a little bit, not a lot, but a little. That's tobacco and bread. Yeah, you just keep laughing over there, Mayor. Anyway, that's going to be Friday, June 24th. And again, we can't say how much Joe and Shelley do for our community. You know, veterans always get discounts there at Tobacco and Brew. Okay, let's go to the phones. Envy, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Carl?
Well, you know, we're fine. We're here sitting here talking to the mayor of the city of Shasta Lake, talking about the 9/11 memorial and, you know, their things they do and the Veterans Parade.
Well, all I can say about the 9/11 parade is folks seem to forget all of a sudden that 9/11 was an attack on our country.
Yeah.
It's just been kind of pushed away and forgotten about.
You know what, Indy? I think you're right. I think people don't remember it. I think that people, only when they're brought back on days like 9/11, like when the city of Shasta Lake has this really nice ceremony out there, and people forget that we've got people at war right now dying, mm-hmm. and it's just something that people don't think about.
Well, it's really unfortunate that the people can just kind of forget about that.
Yeah.
You know, and that was only how many years ago?
It will be 10 years. It'll be 10 years this September.
10 years ago.
10 years
and
ago.
And all of a sudden, America is just forgetting about that.
Yeah.
We have been attacked by people that want to kill America.
Yeah.
And it's just being kind of put off.
Well, you know, the thing I see, Indy, is that we went to war in Afghanistan and pushed the Taliban out of there. Not completely, but we pushed them out. Then we went to Iraq and took Saddam Hussein down. Now we're getting ready to leave that country. The thing, and we went after Osama bin Laden and finally found him, in which I thought instead of not giving a photo or anything, we should have had a big ad campaign that said, you attack our country no matter how long it takes, even if it's 10 years or 20 years, someday we're going to kick in your door and shoot you.
That's
you know,
exactly
and
it.
And because you attacked our country.
That's exactly it.
Yeah.
We need to tell the world, you mess with America, you're going to get destroyed.
There you go. Okay, Indy. Hey, Indy, thanks so much for your phone call.
All right. Talk to you later.
All right, Indy. Okay, Rod.
Yes.
Lindsay is our guest, who is the mayor of the city of Shasta. We just got a couple minutes left.
So let's
this is a good point that Indy made up. Let's talk about that 9/11.
Okay, the 9/11 is happening, you know, and it'll happen forever, you know, because we need to do this. When we're talking about remembering, every morning I wake up and I do a Four Directions prayer. Every morning I light sage, and my first approach is to the east and to say to the Creator, thank you for watching over my family there. You know, and I have two members who just stepped back from the Navy. They've been in for like one for 13, the woman and a nephew in the Navy. And so they're on the east side too. But that whole east side means a lot to me. My uncle, Kenny, who was in the service, lives in Reno, was in the service. So the east side is important, as all the directions are important to me. But I honor the people, the families from there every morning in my prayer. But anyway, the 9/11 piece of steel, it's a very honorable tribute to our community. I think we are the only one north of Sacramento that has a piece of the steel there. That steel is very powerful.
Right.
Yes, from the North Tower, this piece is. I was in Germany when this whole idea was conceived. And was with my son-in-law, who's in the Air Force. Where he's stationed at Ramstein, as I said earlier. Anyway, we got the steel here. Community worked together. We brought people in. We did the monument, set it up at the fire station, and every year we have this honoring. And every year we have this honoring, but we don't forget. The next day is we remember, and the next day we remember. And that's what that community is about. Something said earlier about, you know, our community out there, you know, the foundation, the roots of it, when the people come there to do these things, they grabbed a hold of what they had. They still have that, and they're still holding it. And it's kind of went right on through the families there. You know, we have a lot of older families out there that have committed. And that piece of steel is a tribute along with the veterans, along with all of our American tribute, is that we're a very proud community. We're part of a proud nation and very enthused. I can remember a time when we used to have diversity out there. We still have it. But you know what? It has grown. It has grown. It has come together. And the people are mighty powerful. All people in our community are powerful people. We just stay together. Diversity is always going to be around us. We're going to get these things that people send in on chat stations and chat words. It's an opinionated thing. We need to have that.
Diversity is fine.
We're all for diversity.
Yes, it is. You know, but we've got to get away from trying to destroy each other. Diversity and work together. Okay, I don't agree with something somebody says, but I don't have to try to destroy him.
I'm not going to kill or slaughter you.
But let's work together on this. You know, Rod, you are a great representative for the city of Shasta.
Yes, you are. I appreciate that.
It's a pleasure having you on today.
It is, and we will have you on again. Especially as we get closer and all that. Now, Friday night, again, night in the park.
Yeah.
Down there at the city of Shasta Lake, music and Indian tacos.
We have hot dogs, too.
Okay.
Andy, a good buddy of mine, he's got his wiener flagging out there.
We like Andy. Andy's our buddy.
Oh, yeah, you know. So anyway, let's have some fun out there Friday night. Come on out.
It's one of my weaknesses.
5:30. Great music.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mayor, for coming in today. All right. Gosh, we just, you know. We got just a number of great things happening here this week. Also.
Hey, we want to thank the chat pack and love to get your feedback on what you think of the new website here on kcnr1460.com.
Yeah, we're changing a few things in it.
But. Yeah, and I'd love to have your input. And like I said, we just launched it today. So
also, we're getting ready to be able to, we're going to have a raffle here. A raffle for the rifle for the Women's Refuge, one of my personal hand-selected
rifles. There's already been 15 tickets on
hold. I'm only going to sell 200 tickets for this. I'm just letting you know, 200 tickets at $10 a piece. And we'll talk about that some more. But this is Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio. Join us tomorrow morning for another great time. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You've been listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Easy way out.